Katie's going to continue this cavalcade for us and take us on a tour of some other arts and cultural events going on through northern Minnesota.
Yeah.
Go for it, Katie.
Yes. I'll be talking about Bemidji, and then I'm also just going to talk a little bit about some things going on in Cook, too. So I will start with Bemidji and the Headwaters Open Mic Night that goes on at Headwaters School of Music and Arts every first Friday. Tonight's going to be a great night to catch the open mic at Headwaters School, because Bemidji's living legend, Christy Miller, is the host, and she is fantastic. I think one of the best musicians in town. She's incredible with a mandolin, and she's just, I think, a great singer and harmonizer. And she loves jamming with people, and it sounds like she has a plan to, by the end of the night, ask a bunch of musicians who don't normally maybe attend the coffee house to get together and play. So kind of open some doors for new people, and I think the experience of just jamming with musicians that maybe you don't jam with very often is just a great experience for those who like to play. So go to Headwaters Coffee House. It starts at 7. Sign up for a slot to play. A set is at 6:30, and there is it's $3 per person or $7 for a family. And there's coffee house items there, like coffee, juice, cookies, and snacks like that as well. So it's a great thing to do with your family. I've done it with my daughter, and it's just a good time. At Dumb Brothers, this month they're featuring Elise Heisler. She's a travel photographer, and this particular series will feature Italy and Switzerland. And at Gallery North tonight, there's a great stuff happening at Gallery North. They're on 4th Street downtown. They're having a reception from 2 to 5 today, and they're featuring the Bemidji Wood Carving Club. There's over 25 members, and they'll be showcasing a wide variety of unique wood carvings, from faces to things people have carved out of bark, characters, animal carvings, things that are made from basswood, cottonwood, birch bark, and butternut. So the Bemidji Wood Carving Club, the stuff that they crank out is so beautiful. I would just recommend that if you're out and about downtown this afternoon, or any time for the rest of the month, stop into Gallery North. You won't regret it, and you'll be so amazed by what people are doing in their basements and garages. I'm just always blown away. In addition to the Wood Carving Club, they will also be featuring a vast collection of watercolors by a man named John Winter. John paints every day. He works for the DNR, and oftentimes his work reflects images from state parks. He's visited all the Minnesota state parks, and they've kind of become his muse. So that will also be at Gallery North this afternoon. Wild Hair Bistro and Coffee House is featuring Region 2 Arts Council fellow Kelly Lean. She is a watercolor painter and a collage artist, and you'll be hearing a feature on Kelly next week. I interviewed her at the end of last week, and her work is incredible. Her watercolors are so vibrant. I think sometimes people think watercolors maybe aren't as, are a little softer in their palette, but hers are so rich and vibrant, and her collages look like paintings. I'm amazed that they are pieces of magazines that are cut out, because they really do look like paintings because of this process that she does. And something interesting about Kelly, she's in her 60s now, but she didn't even start painting until she was 38. And now she's got how-to videos. She's travels around the country doing seminars on her painting processes and things like that. So she's a real testament to never stop trying something new, because you might just tap into your inner genius, which is exactly what she did. So she's got a show at the Watermark, and she's going to be at the Watermark. She's at Wild Hair Bistro. She's going to be there from 3 to 5 today, and you can meet her, and she's just a sweet dream of a person, and you can check out her artwork. Again, she's a Region 2 Artist Fellow, so she got a nice grant to really dive into creating more work, and that the result of that will be at the Wild Hair tonight. The Northwest Indian Community Development Center is hosting an art market from 3:30 to 7 o'clock tonight. They will have all kinds of work from 13 different artists. There'll be birch bark items, acrylic canvas paintings, quill work, bead work, stitched purses, black ash baskets, baby star quilts, woodland folk painted items, and much more. There's actually even going to be a light supper there that'll be for sale. And again, the Northwest Indian Community Development Center in Bemidji is at 1819 Bemidji Avenue. And just think of it as right next to Slumberland. If you're used to driving north and south on Bemidji Ave, you see Slumberland. And that's where, right next to that is the NWICDC. Raven Rock Jewelry is new on the Friday Art Walk, and they'll be featuring a show called Places, which is a series of contemporary landscape oil paintings by a woman named Sarah Peterson. And Sarah really works with a lot of different mediums, from ceramics and painting to drawing, but this is going to be a series of her oil paintings. So check Raven Rock out. They're at 313 Beltrami Avenue, right downtown on Main Street. Watermark Art Center will be hosting a reception for their photography exhibit on native land. I talked about this show last month because over the past month they've been acquiring submissions from regular folks, images people have taken of outdoor images, what could be considered on native land. So there's this giant collage of photographs that are there that have been contributed by regular people. So that will be up, and also the work of Joe Allen, and I might not say this right, but I'm going to try, Manadoikwe Devlin, David Manuel, and E. Jordan Jr. So this it's a collaborative exhibit plus this community photo collage. The opening reception is tonight from 5 to 7 at the Watermark Art Center. Also at the Watermark Art Center, I want to make sure to remind you out there that there are these classes that they're offering. They've got this great educational space within the new Watermark Art Center. The second Saturday Kids Art will be February 9th from 1 to 2:30, and this month's class will be printmaking, and the kids will be making Valentines. So drop your kid off. They'll make you a great card. And February 21st will be Watermark's monthly art family style class. And they'll be making fiber bowls made with yarn, fabric, and paper remnants. My daughter and I did the last one, which I think was, we've had such a cold snap. I can't remember like what day it was, but I think it was last week that we were there. We went and did marbling paper at the Watermark, and it was so fun. And Jill Oakes, who is their educational coordinator at the Watermark, just does a fantastic job of organizing the whole setup so that it's foolproof and structured so that you have space for your own creativity, but yet parameters so you don't kind of get off the rails. So check out the Watermark's art classes that they've got going on. And I mentioned that I was going to talk about Cook. The Northwoods Friends of the Arts in Cook has a class that I just think sounds so sweet. You can create a red cardinal bird pincushion. And again, this is at the Northwoods Friends of the Arts Gallery in Cook. It'll happen Thursday, February 14th. And Susan Archbold will be teaching it. The class goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I just think a red cardinal bird pincushion sounds adorable, and everybody should have one. So that's happening on Valentine's Day. And you can go to NWFAMN, just think Northwoods Friends of the Arts, .org, and find out more about that. And there's all kinds of classes going on at the Northwoods Friends of the Arts in Cook that you want to check out. Because we want to be busy in the winter. It makes us happier. So lots of arts going on. Check out the Headwaters Music Open Mic Night tonight. You won't regret it. Check out art in your world. You won't regret it. I'm Katie Carter. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.